I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Sunday afternoon, the Camerata Orchestra presents Symmetry at Bloomington High School North with conductor Bill McLaughlin, host of St. Paul Sunday, and pianist Christopher O'Reilly, the host of From the Top. Saturday morning, they'll be joining fans for a brunch buffet at Chapman's Restaurant. Our guest is Christopher O'Reilly, and this is Christopher O'Reilly's third visit to Bloomington. He came to host an edition of From the Top with the IU School of Music's violin virtuosi, and later for a solo concert of classical pieces and his own arrangements of works by Nick Drake and Radiohead at the IU Auditorium. Sunday, he'll be playing Ravel's Piano Concerto with Camerata. Christopher, thanks very much for joining us.
Pleasure. Looking forward to being in Bloomington again.
Now, the ever-handy but occasionally suspect Wikipedia says that Ravel intended to play the premiere of the concerto that you'll be playing, but he exhausted himself by playing Liszt and Chopin etudes to get ready. Are there special forms of practice that you do for this piece?
Well, that's an interesting bit of history, but I'd actually hasten to point out that I think the Ravel concerto comes directly out of the Liszt tradition of piano playing, and so his idea of prepping by doing the Liszt etudes was a good idea, although I certainly don't see it as technically challenging as the Liszt. I do think Liszt and Ravel shared a certain passion for the way the instrument can be made to sound in many different ways, and the Ravel concerto is certainly an amalgam of gamelan music, American jazz, some of the Basque sort of feel that so much of his music has, and so that sense of different styles and different kinds of pianism meeting in the melting pot of the piano concerto was a great one. I'm sure he was just being overly modest. I'm sure he would have done a fantastic job of the G major concerto.
Christopher, you've come up with a wonderful description for the Ravel concerto. You've called it Gershwin's third. Could you expand on that just a little bit?
Hey, it was just my way of trying to be able to get to be a soloist with the Boston Pops on a piece of music that I admired. But I do think that it really has sort of in the back of one's mind the apocryphal story of Ravel meeting Gershwin. Gershwin actually mentioning in Paris that he'd like to study with Ravel. Ravel countering with, well, may I ask you, Mr. Gershwin, how much money you made last year? And he said something in the area of $150,000, which in those days was a lot of money. And Ravel said, well, maybe I should be studying with you. So, I do think that there's a great sense of reverence for the American art form, jazz. So I really do think that there's very much a nod to Gershwin and the sense of great orchestration, great color, and great drive.
Christopher, thank you so much. And we're looking forward to seeing you Saturday morning and at the concert Sunday afternoon.
Likewise. Thanks for calling.
The reservation deadline for Saturday morning's brunch buffet at Chapman's with guests Christopher O'Reilly and Bill McLaughlin is Wednesday, today at 5. Reservations may be made with a call to 855-2935. Sunday afternoon's Camerata Orchestra concert at Bloomington High School North begins at 3:30, and tickets are available at the door. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.